Joining us in the studio is the Mexico Schools Communications Director, Marcy Orr, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Thanks for coming in on short notice. Saved our bacon this morning, as a matter of fact. We did want to find out a couple of things that are going on with the school district. Of course, graduation was held last week, which means that the end of the school year is coming. Tell us a little bit about that. I think tomorrow is the last day for everybody in the school district.
It is. Tomorrow, May 22nd, Wednesday, and it's a half a day. So our elementary schools and middle school will dismiss at 12:30, and then our high school shortly after at 12:45. I doubt there's hardly anybody counting down or ready for that at all, but right. We are really excited to honor our kids and celebrate our kids in these last days. You mentioned graduation last week. We graduated around 200 kids, and it was an amazing assembly of that and a great night for graduation. So shout out to the high school admin for that. Tonight is eighth grade promotion. So Julie Lauer and Kyle Lauder over at the middle school are getting ready for that with their office staff and have put a lot of work into it. So we'll be at the Mexico High School Sports Complex for that. It's not at the middle school. It's at the high school. I've made that mistake before. And they will start that at 6 o'clock, and they usually keep it within an hour.
Speaking of middle school, a little bit of news coming out of the Board of Education meeting last night. A couple of hires were approved by the Board of Education, but there is a new incoming principal over at the Mexico Middle School, a familiar face over there.
It is, with a rich community history, and we were really excited last night. The board approved Mr. Kyle Lauder to take the helm there. So he's been the assistant principal for a year, and then 2 years before that, he worked as the secondary instructional coach. So he worked with our high school and middle school on curriculum and instruction, and he just has the right background, the right fit for the job. So we were really excited that he was able to take that role. I don't know how Danielle feels about it. They have three small children at home, so maybe Kyle's just using it as another reason to get out of the house a little bit more.
I bet that's it. I totally bet that's it.
No, we're excited. They joke about it, but we're so excited to bring a familiar face. And then, of course, Julie is leaving the middle school to come over to central office with us as the assistant superintendent. So we're stoked about that, too. All of those changes happen July 1st.
All right. Also, some more news coming from the Mexico School District, and it's going to kind of impact how you are doing things, as there's a new communications system, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
There is. We approved it earlier in the year, this calendar year, but it won't go into effect until July 1 either. We're going to start using a parent and school communication system called Parent Square. In the state of Missouri, there's about three communication systems that schools fight over, and that one hit the top of my list this year. We've used School Messenger for years. It's the automated calls that you get for snow days, and the email system that we send out as well, and the texting. And it will just be a lot more user-friendly for parents, and then on the school end, it'll be more user-friendly for myself and then our buildings as well. So that's a website, so you'll be seeing a new website here in the next month. And then also communications such as an app-based system, and then emails, text, and phone calls like we've used before. I think the website will be a lot better, and also the app system, because you'll be getting those updates. So right now the principal might send, for instance, Julie would send an email about reminding about promotion, but then those activities in that calendar will just be much more user-friendly and available at your fingertips on your phone. So that's where people want their information. They want it to pop up on their phone. They want those reminders, and we're cognizant of that at the school district. So we want to make that happen for them. So you'll be seeing those changes in the next 2 months, and then we'll do school district onboarding for our employees using it in July, August as well.
I have the slogan already for it. Don't be a square parent, use Parent Square. How about that?
I love it.
Okay, we'll
That's
make the shirts.
That's almost as good as Matt and Marcy.
All right.
Yeah, good job, Michael.
There you are. Marcy Orr, our guest this morning. Appreciate you coming in and getting us updated with all things Mexico School District.
All right. Thanks, Matt.